and Hanukkah is this weekend. Christmas and Kwanzaa are coming up fast, and if you don't have a gift yet, how about making someone a homemade food gift? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst is with us in the studio with some suggestions. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what's a food gift?
Look in front of you. A food gift is something that is made with love in your kitchen. Imagine this. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't even have to go on Amazon.
Wow.
You stay home and you cook, and you can keep it so simple. There are a lot of people that are thinking, I don't have time to cook for my family. How can I make food gifts? But these are super quick ideas. Some of them I've been doing for probably 30 years, and some of them are brand new. Any of them I think would make – I mean, would you do want another tie this year, Jeremy?
Well, I always love getting ties, but no, you're right. But these are also things that would last for a long time.
Exactly. None of them are super perishable. So you have a half an avocado in front of you.
You can't give that to someone
that
for a
gift. That is not the gift.
It's already starting to brown a little bit.
The gift is in that little jar in front of it. Open that up. I made my own seasoned salts. So I got a decent sea salt. You don't need to spend a lot of money. And I grated lots of lemon zest. Yeah, put it on the avocado.
Just put a little bit on the avocado.
Yeah, and fresh rosemary chopped up. And then I leave it out to dry all day so that the oils and the zest will dry into the salt. And then you could put it in a really attractive little glass jar. But that salt, doesn't it have a lot of flavor?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that if you went to a specialty food store would cost you upward of $20. And this cost very little to make. Like, you don't want to tell your guests, but it was probably under $1.
Wow.
Yeah.
You actually, you did something you didn't know you were doing, but now I can't possibly have an avocado in front of me and not eat it because I just love it so much, especially with this salt.
The salt is really good. And it's so delicious on roast chicken sprinkled into salad dressings. Most food gifts tend to be sweet, and there's absolutely no reason for that. You can take the savory route. Mm. I also brought you some spiced nuts.
Okay.
Again, not super expensive. I have these in one of those cool-looking WEC jars with the rubber seal.
And little metal things that were holding it together clasps. And I just dropped on the table.
Don't eat the metal clasps. So these have been sautéed in maple syrup, and there's a little bit of sea salt and cayenne, because I know you like a little spice, some cumin. Again, totally adaptable recipe. You can make a huge batch of this, put it into mason jars. This is the kind of thing that will keep for several weeks. People can sprinkle them on salads, have them with cocktails.
You could also just put it out on the coffee table at the holiday time and people will go after
it. You got your gift. You got something to eat right away. So, okay, we've gone from savory to slightly sweet. Mm-hmm. Now the classic, my butter crunch. About 20 years ago, my sister-in-law, Andrea, started making this butter crunch and bringing it to holiday parties. And I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, you have to give me the recipe. And she said, I'll give it to you, but you can't give it to anybody else. Well, it took me a few years, but she did give me the recipe. Mm. And I have been making it ever since. And it's just not the holidays without Andrea's butter crunch.
Really great.
Isn't that great? Again, so much less expensive than going to a specialty chocolate shop or candy shop.
You've also got here some citrus.
Yes, these are dehydrated citrus crisp. I got this idea from Maggie Batista. She wrote this wonderful book called Food Gift Love. It's just filled with all kinds of ideas of everything we've been talking about. And what I did was I took blood oranges, lemons, and limes, and Meyer lemons, sliced them really thin, and you put them in the lowest setting on your oven possible, and you dry them out.
And you're supposed to eat this?
You can eat it like that. You can pop it into drink. Imagine like a Meyer lemon dehydrated slice in a martini.
Mm.
Or you could float it on a turkey lemon rice soup. The rind is a little chewy, but the lemon part is just delicious.
Oh, wow.
And it's intensified
the
flavor.
Oh, that is very sour,
yes,
that lemon.
It's all it is a lemon. That's all it is. But these will last for months and months. So it's a great gift to have in your pantry whenever, you know how you always run out of lemons. And they're very pretty to make. But her book is filled with great ideas for cooking as well as wrapping.
And when it comes to wrapping, another way to make it personal, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, as you can see, I've gone really simple with these mason jars wrapped with raffia or rope or ribbons. You can use cellophane. The butter crunch, it's really nice. You can get an inexpensive white porcelain or china dish, put the butter crunch or candies or nuts in there, and then wrap it up with cellophane. I think the more rustic and homemade it looks, the better. The whole idea is that you are not a department store and you don't want it to look like one.
want to give it something personal. Give it a personal touch.
But you can also pair it with, like with the nuts, it would be beautiful to put those in a roasting pan. So when you finish the nuts, there's your gift. You have a roasting pan. You can also make your own little homemade tags out of cardboard or colored paper and write down all the different ways to use the gift so that whoever you're giving it to won't be stumped. What do I do with this?
I still have some of the salts that you gave me at a previous segment that we did about salts. And it makes such a difference to have a different kind of salt.
Exactly. It does. And these flavored salts with the rosemary and the lemon, or you can do them. I have about 6 different varieties that you can do. They will last for months. The gift that keeps on giving.
You're the gift that keeps on giving. Kathy Gunst, our Here and Now resident chef. The recipes are at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.